Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Why no news may be good news for Duke basketball. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. The way the wacky NCAA rules read about underclassmen declaring for the NBA draft, today is a real deadline to stay in school. Players have until April 27th to declare for the draft, but if they don't declare, they are not declaring today. They might as well turn pro because they can't go back to school anyway. There must be some reason for the rule to be that way, but I don't know what it is. Used to be underclassmen had a date by which they could declare and a later date by which they could undeclare if they had not yet hired an agent. If talking to agents meant hiring agents, it got so murky that they must have changed the rule. Now, theoretically, underclassmen should have found out by today how high their draft stock is so they can declare they are going or staying. At Duke, the annual basketball banquet is Wednesday night, a sold-out affair in Cameron Indoor Stadium. That would be the perfect time for Jabari Parker to announce that he is remaining with the Blue Devils for his sophomore season, except they don't let anyone but seniors speak at the banquet, and it will have leaked out by then anyway. The longer it goes, the more it looks to me like he's staying to join another heralded recruiting class that next season hopes to win at least one game in the NCAA tournament. As we know, the Blue Devils have been one and done for two of the last 3 years, and the last time it happened, Austin Rivers declared he was turning pro, and Son of Doc has distinguished himself since then to be among the very worst players in the NBA. Parker won't have that problem, but he is the prototypical Duke player who used to stay in school all 4 years, like Dawkins, Ferry, Leitner, Grant Hill, and J.J. Redick. With the old four being the new two, my guess is that Parker is thinking seriously about playing one more college season, and together with Jahiel Okafor, Tyus Jones, and the other studs Mike Krzyzewski has coming in, they can win the national championship before they all bolt. They might, but only Kentucky has proven you can win it all with a bunch of pups, and only once. Over here, we all hope Parker goes, but it really doesn't matter. While Duke will be great one way or the other, Carolina will be pretty darn good as well, with far more experience on the court. So do declare, Jabari, and end the suspense. This is Archansky. See you.